Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. We are here with the news for today.
Yeah, I'm joined by
Jack Gill and there's Matt behind the camera. Before we kick it off, we are sponsored by, and we always say we're sponsored by, we're not sponsored by them, it's just our website. Go over and check out theredmentv.com. We've got loads of stuff, including a newsroom with Luke Moore that Ben did. Really, really interesting, basically talking through how the, it's the, basically Luke Moore from the Football Ramble and all this stuff going on about podcasts and what have you. We've also got the Women's Football podcast out as well, so if you want to go check that out, and then the Academy stuff as well. After Shrewsbury, we did a show this morning, so go over there and check all of them things out. We'll tell you more about it towards the end of the show, but we are going to kick it off with some news. Jürgen Klopp has been named the Premier League's Manager of the Month for January. He's now won this five times in a single season, and it's a record. I mean, if that doesn't show you just how well Liverpool are playing and the feel-good factor around the club at the moment, I mean, Jürgen Klopp's the orchestrator of it all, isn't he, Jack? And he deserves it.
I mean, how do you not give him Manager of the Month this year? I mean, he's breaking record after record, isn't he? He's winning game after game.
Yeah.
It's hard not to, and it's very easy to see how he set that new record, and he absolutely deserves it, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Should he have won more than five? I know we were speaking about, I think it was Hassan Huttle the other day, saying how he should have won them as well. But I think Jürgen Klopp is fully deserving of having it. We'll move it on. This is just a little thing kind of adding on to the minimum. You know, news from yesterday where he got named in the Champions League squad. This is just a little interview on LiverpoolFC.com talking about how he's settling in. He's basically saying, my English is not good enough yet, but their help has been really important. Talking about Sadio and Naby Keita's kind of help with that. By playing in the best environment, I learn a lot every day and I can improve myself. I'm very happy about being here. And he's talking about the training sessions being real high intensity, and that's massive for him, isn't it? He needs to come into this team, settle quickly. I think he's speaking German with all the players you can, and obviously Jürgen Klopp can speak German. He just needs to start settling in now, doesn't
he? Yeah, completely agree. And we've not seen too much of Minamino yet, but from what we've seen so far, you know, you can see that there's a player there. You can see that he does all the simple things right. He's not willing to take risks yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like that. I like the fact that he's doing things right and making sure that his performances are spot on at the minute. And I'm really excited to see more of this, lads. I really am.
I mean, I'm going to pose a question to everyone in the comments as well, but I'll ask you first, Jack. He's been named in the Champions League squad. Do you think he will be an integral part of that team, or is it just purely to get him on the bench? Do you want to see him starting games in the Champions League, especially knowing how good he was against us in the Champions League?
In terms of integral, no. I think he'll be more of a squad player for this season. Yeah. In terms of next season, I think he'll start fighting his way into it. Saying that, I think he's got every chance to try and fight his way into that team. If the league wasn't done yet, mm-hmm. I think he'd probably get more starts in the Champions League. Yeah. But the fact that we're now set in a situation where we're 22 points clear in 16 games time, the league may be done, maybe even sooner than that. Do you know what I mean? So I think he'll have to settle for a squad player for now in terms of the Champions League. But that may mean that he gets more starts in the Premier League towards the latter end of the season.
100%. I mean, if Minamino's our Premier League side and we get to rest and set, like Mo Salah, like Barcelona do with Messi and that for the Champions League games, fantastic. Just a little quick one. The FA Cup fixture details have been confirmed for the game against Chelsea. So basically it's going to be played on Tuesday, March the 3rd. 7:45 kickoff. I mean, we spoke a little bit about this on the youth show, Jack, in terms of who you would play against Chelsea. I think this is going to be massive in terms of, I think we play on the Saturday before, and then it goes straight into the Tuesday. It's probably not going to be many regular first teamers playing, so it might be a case of you seeing the youngsters coming in, a few of the fringe players, you need a bit of fitness. It's going to be a tough game, but I think that's the way it needs to be. We need to start betting in these players to get game time for later on in the season, and the youth players who've got us through and deserve a start.
Yeah, I completely agree. Obviously, it won't be a similar side from Shrewsbury, purely because I think Chelsea will go very, very strong. So for me, I think that our team will be full of a lot more first-teamers or at least fringe players. But we could see a similar side to the first leg against Shrewsbury, you know, players that are coming back from injury. I think Milner will probably start, Lallana will probably start, players like that. But it's interesting because now we're in the fifth round, Jurgen Klopp might take it really seriously and he might put out a full-strength team ready to beat Chelsea. And I could see that happening as well. Tom,
yeah, it's true. I mean, let us know in the comments your thoughts. Would you play a fringe team, get the likes of Dejan Lovren and Joe Matip in there, Jadon Sancho, Naby Keita, who are kind of on the fringes? Well, yeah, on the fringes of the squad, Curtis Jones, why not? Would you play them kind of players, or would you go out for this trophy now and try and get the treble 100% sorted? Like I say, let us know that in the comments. Matt will talk about them later. Moving on. Tom Werner has done an interview with BBC Sport, and the tagline is, "I'm pinching myself," says Chairman Tom Werner. "I'm pinching myself, but we haven't done the job yet," said Werner. "I keep saying to everyone I talk to that we really need to savour this because I appreciate the record we have achieved so far, and I don't think it's going to come along quickly again." He goes on to say, "As Jurgen says, we haven't done the job. We haven't accomplished anything yet. There will be time to enjoy this even more at the end of the season." And like, I think he'll be made up with the job that Klopp's done, the job that the team's done, and he's put a lot of investment into this club, and he's seeing it finally bear fruits, and it's been bearing fruits for a few seasons. But look, FSG went out there and got Jurgen Klopp, didn't they, Jack, and just went, put a marker down and said, right, we're done with Brendan Rodgers. We know who we need to bring in to further the development of this team, to make Liverpool this superpower again. Like, he must be made up with the job that Jurgen and his team are doing.
100%. When Klopp first came in, he said, "Give me 4 seasons and I'll deliver a league." And he has. Wow. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I'm touching all the wood in the world. It's looking pretty certain right now.
I think
you've
probably won the league, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. it's just, I don't ever want this season to end, Tom.
No.
At all. Like,
really? So you
Werner sounds
the same. Then we'll never win the league.
Okay, I want us to win the league, lift the trophy, and then just keep playing games.
Just keep carrying on,
Just add it on to the end of the season, just for fun. You know, maybe never play Premier League football ever again.
Yeah,
just finish the Premier League.
Go into the European League, we can be with PSG and Barcelona. Yeah. We've won the Premier League now.
There you go, that's sorted. But no, I think, as you say, Tom Werner quite rightly delighted. He made that risk, didn't he, to appoint Rodgers, to sack Rodgers and appoint Klopp. I don't think Rodgers needed sacking at that time. I think we were doing okay, we weren't doing awfully, but he made that decision to bring in a world-class manager who would deliver us that Premier League title, and that is what Jurgen Klopp has done, and it is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm made up.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell.
Just take a second of silence for how good Jurgen Klopp has been. There we go, we'll move on. Next story, Liverpool stars set for rich pickings with bumper 4 million bonus. That's a nice little title, that, rich pickings. I haven't heard that for a while. But I think this is brilliant. It's basically saying Liverpool's players will share a bonus pot of over £4 million for winning the Premier League this season, Sports Mail can reveal. You brought this up to me just beforehand. So it's saying all the players who have played in the Premier League this season will be eligible for the bonus, which will be paid on a sliding scale determined by the number of appearances. Just a nice little added bonus, isn't it? I think maybe after the end of this season, they're probably going to sack it off because we're going to win them for the next 5, 6, 7 seasons to come. They'll be out of a bit of dough at the end of it. But I think in terms of just like saying to the players, look, this means loads, but there's a little monetary incentive as well. I mean, they're already probably spent it in their heads because, like we said before, we've probably won the league. Maybe now all the players are just saying to Jürgen Klopp, hey, Jürgen, I want this like new car. Can you just play me in a few more games? Get me up the scale. I want to be ahead of this player. Get me more minutes.
Yeah, I read something like it's 125,000 each, which is bonkers, but they absolutely deserve it.
Yeah.
And this is why you read this and it's a bit like, yeah, that's a lot of money in bonuses anyway, but you know what? They deserve it. They absolutely breaking record after record after record. And, you know, if we finish unbeaten this season, why not triple it to 12 million? Because they deserve it.
Possibly, but that's like three players for Michael Edwards. So I don't know.
Oh, true.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to save it for Mbappe for another game.
Yeah, exactly. And somehow we'll get him for 12 million. Hopefully. Yeah. That's just his wages for a month, I think, which is ridiculous. I think this is really nice to have that incentive. Right, we're going to move it on to the title and the expertly done Photoshop by Matt there of Lallana in a Leicester shirt. I literally looked before the stream and just went, did you Photoshop Lallana in a Leicester shirt? He nodded. The Leicester City manager Brendan Rodgers leads four club chase for Adam Lallana. This is really interesting for me, Jack. Leicester City are among several leading Premier League clubs with an interest in signing Liverpool midfielder Adam Lallana, joined by Tottenham Hotspur, Arsenal and West Ham. Basically, they're talking about Lallana's previous working relationship with Brendan Rodgers and the kind of football they're playing kind of makes them leaders in this March for him, I guess. I had a look at the once full season that Brendan Rodgers had with Adam Lallana. He played 41 times in all competitions, got 6 goals and 4 assists. Not too many injuries, obviously. I think he had 3 injuries this season. Yeah, he had. So he had the knee injury, the hamstring injury and a groin injury. Didn't set him out for too long, but he was a real good player in this team for Brendan Rodgers. You can see if Matt puts it back up on screen now, just he played all over the pitch for him as well, and he was brought in from Southampton, obviously the captain, and he fit into the team really well, didn't he?
An experienced player on a free as well. Yeah. And we know Brendan Rodgers obviously used him well. It seems to me like a bit of easy journalism, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Lallana's going to be available on a free next year. He's worked with Rodgers before. There you go. Could well happen, as we say. We know that Rodgers admires him from his time at Liverpool. I'm not really sure about the Tottenham and Arsenal being linked either. But, you know, he's a really good, experienced player. And it'd be a good member of any squad, really. We've seen from the FA Cup games, he's been a good member of our squad this season.
The weird thing is for me with this, and again, let me know your thoughts in the comments, but this isn't the same thing. But James Milner was at Man City, and then he came to a lower down the Premier League table team, which were Liverpool, and really helped him move on in terms of he'd won a load of stuff. He had that professional work rate and all that about himself. Now Lallana's going to go there with probably a Premier League medal, haven't won a Champions League, haven't been to so many finals, and it'll be a vital bit of experience in that squad, like I speak about. Do you think it'll be a bad move from Liverpool? Because you've seen just how much of an impact James Milner's had. But the likes of Leicester, Spurs, Arsenal, all right, right now they're not our rivals in the league because we're so good. But they could eventually move on to that with, like I say, with his experience. Would you, like this one for the comments as well, would you like to see Liverpool kind of be a bit bullish and just go, you're not going to them teams because you're going to make them too good in terms of your mentality, maybe not on the pitch?
Both Tottenham and Arsenal have young players as well, a lot of young players, so it may be to progress them as players. I think, as I say, he's shown in the FA Cup when he's played alongside the kids that he can be the sort of player that pulls them along. We saw against Everton, he was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
He was the only real leader in that team by the end of the game. And I thought it was phenomenal that game. So I think he'll be a valuable asset to any Premier League squad next season.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, 100%. I think he will get game time wherever he goes because he's got that work, he's got that mentality, and if he stays fit, I think he can get into any team. Right, this stuff's weird. Adrian and the better stuff. So this is translated from fucking Deportivo, what's it called? Doesn't matter, but it's a website. And we go down here. Basically, the title is Betis considers the signing of a goalkeeper. No mention of him at all in this article, okay? So I was like, okay, that's weird, because this is the article that is then cited in this article from the exact same website. And then he's not really mentioned at all in this one, except for the very bottom where it says, the aforementioned medium includes the eternal, I really like that word, the eternal Adrian San Miguel.
I didn't realise you could read big words like that.
No, I had to break it into like three parts, so aforementioned, got it in the end.
That was four.
Can't count either, apparently. But this one is linked to Liverpool until 2021, although the second year of the contract is optional. And then it's reported Liverpool target new keeper as Adrian gives his word to La Liga suitors, and they say that Estadio Deportivo claim that he's going to leave, and he's already informed. It's claimed that the 33-year-old has already informed Jürgen Klopp's intentions to return to the team. Right, it all seems like a load of bollocks. If I'm going to be honest, Jack, you're talking about lazy journalism. He's played there. This is Boyhood Club. It could turn out that he goes. Jürgen Klopp's probably not going to stand in his way if he does want to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that going to pose a problem for Liverpool? We know how good he's been this season. Again, would you let him go? Let me know in your thoughts in the comments below. Would you just keep hold of him for the next few seasons until the youth goalkeepers start coming through? He's been so good for us. He seems solid. And I know first-team football at his Boyhood Club is an enticing thing. Should we keep hold of him, or should Jürgen Klopp, if this is the case, just let him go back?
If he wants to go back and he's going to get first-team football, then I don't think we should stand in his way. He's been absolutely excellent for us when called upon this season, and he deserves regular first-team football, and he's not going to get that at us. You think in the last few years since the Premier League changed their rules with how many games you need to play to get medals, there's not many second-choice goalkeepers that have won the Premier League and come away with a Premier League medal.
Yeah.
Adrian's going to be one of those.
Yeah.
He's been pivotal at times for us this season, he really has. And, you know, now it makes sense with all them links to that Beşiktaş goalkeeper, mm-hmm. Kakic, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes sense, although I think that price tag is a bit too much.
Yeah,
either way, I trust Michael Edwards. If Adrian is to go, our recruitment has been so, so good, and our recruitment of Adrian was so, so good. So there you go.
But can you get another one like him? I mean, yes is the obvious answer. Of course you can. But in terms of the style of football that we play, he seems to have settled into it. He seems to know what he's doing. He's 33 years old. And I mean, he could be Liverpool's backup keeper for Adrian for the next 3-4 seasons. For me, I don't know why he'd leave. He's making a good little bit of money. He will get game time in certain competitions, and he will probably play some games of football. I know Alisson doesn't get injured too much, but I'd keep hold of him. And like you say, let me know your thoughts in the comments. I'm sure there'll be
I'd do everything I could to keep hold of him. But if he wants to leave for first team football, I don't think we can really stand in his
way. And Jürgen Klopp's got previous to letting people go. Just before we take some comments, obviously I was speaking about the RMTV Women's podcast before. They are playing Everton on the weekend. They've done a build-up show. If you want to find out all about that, go over there and check that out. They did a little interview. Look at this. They're doing some interview with BBC Sport, Lauren and Amy posting about it. They were made up with that this morning, and it shows that, look, they know what they're on about, to be honest with you. If the BBC are going there to speak to them, because they cover the women every single game. They make sure that they keep up to date with everything. So if you're even remotely interested, go and check that out. If you want a nice little day out as well, they are playing Everton. I'm pretty sure it's a Goodison as well.
It is.
So that's gonna be massive for the Liverpool women going there, because they're not gonna be playing on Tramier's shit pitch.
They've done really well this year, actually, the WSL, with putting fixtures like this at the big men's grounds.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know the women have had big problems this season with that Tranmere pitch, but this again is another excellent move forward for women's football.
100%. I think this is going to be a massive game for Liverpool. Obviously, they beat Bristol, I think it was, to get themselves a few much-needed points at the bottom of the table, because they're fighting with Bristol to stay up, and they need this one. So all the support that they can get, the better. But like I say, go and check that out. Right, Matt, comments. Thank you.
Yeah, so just continuing on from the Adrian stuff, Christian says Adrian stay and he wants to win himself some trophies. Mm. Stuart says complete nonsense, he's in the best team in the world. Nathan says bollocks, would be cheeky if he did that after what we've done for him.
True.
We've done him a favour. Liz says, I sincerely hope it isn't true, but I'd wish him the best.
Yeah.
Joanne says the same, he's been excellent for us, I wish him the best if he was to go. Rob D says we've got to keep hold of him. He's played a great role in the team when he has played.
Thank you for all them comments, everyone who has commented. The one that stuck out for me about being cheeky, I don't fully agree with that, if I'm honest. I understand your sentiments, I fully do, because we have kind of reignited his career. He's spoken about training in the middle of nowhere with no club, and then we come in for him and kind of plucked him out of nowhere, and now West Ham are looking at it going, I wish we had him as our goalkeeper. Bettis, by all accounts, by some accounts, which might be bollocks actually, won him as well. I think you are right before though, Jack, when you say, look, if he wants to go, you've got to let him go. But maybe he just wants to stay and like the first comment says, win some trophies.
I hope he wants to stay. As you say, I don't think we can find much better reserve goalkeeper than him. You know, when he's been called upon this season, he has been superb, and we've got a lot to thank him for. And he's going to win a lot of trophies. But if he wants to go back to Spain and play for his boyhood club, then who's going to stop him?
100%. Any more comments, please?
Yeah, so just a bit more transfer stuff. A lot of stuff on Lallana.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people having the same idea, saying they'd be happy to see him leave. Wish him well at another club. Hendo Design says, be happy to see Adam leave after winning the league, but hope he goes back to Southampton. David says, I think Lallana would be better off playing in the USA. Christian said he's got Miami written all over.
To be fair.
He's in the USA now, so could be planning
to. There you go. Maybe he's got I had a Miami tattoo joke there written all over him. The pieces are there. Just laugh at it, please, everyone. There you go.
That's awful.
Hey, come on, you've got to. No. I think, yeah. A lot of people seem to be happy to see him go, and I think, do you share that same sentiment, Jack, in terms of you'd be fine to see Adam Lallana leave, as long as, I mean, let's say he's not going to a Premier League club, would you be fine to see Adam Lallana part ways from the club?
It wouldn't be, I'd be happy to see him go, but I think
by all accounts he is going,
From in the voice of Claude from Arsenal Fan TV, I think it's his time to go.
That's worse than my joke.
Yeah, it probably is, to be fair. But there you go. It is his time to move on.
It's going on.
He's been a good leader for us this season, but in terms of this squad now, we're looking to keep this success up now. Yeah. This is important. We had 30 years of that league title. We don't want that again.
But he's got the mentality, Jack. He has that winner mentality. You see him every time he's on the pitch, and you see when he's in that youth setup in the games, he will G up the young players. He will make sure. It's something that sticks out in my head is Vandenberg's having an absolutely terrible game. Mm-hmm. I think it was against Shrewsbury in the first game, and he just turned around to him and went, "Stop it." I mean, he shouted at him, probably screamed at him, and then Vandenberg got into the game and started playing.
Was it Luigi against Everton?
Maybe, possibly, but it was definitely Vandenberg.
Didn't play against Shrewsbury the first
maybe
game.
it was another team. Maybe it was Everton.
I don't think Lallana's played with it.
He definitely was. I remember him shouting at him. I just don't remember which game. And it really stuck out to me in terms of going, okay, he's there, G'ing up them and making sure that they're carrying on. Like I say, by all accounts, he probably is going. I just don't want him to bolster these other sides. Like I said before, with that mentality kind of shift. You got another few?
Yeah, do you want a little nice comment?
Go on.
For you, Tom.
Oh, I feel like it's not going to be nice now.
John Richard says, Tom, have you had a shave? You look 10 years younger.
Oh, thank you very much. I was saying before, it's kind of itchy at this point. I've got like a 5 o'clock shadow, and it's only, what time is it? Yeah, it's 12:30 and I've got a 5 o'clock shadow. So, yeah, it's not going well. But thank you very much.
Yeah, so we've got some stuff on the FA Cup. Everyone basically saying the same thing. You want a mixture of young players and a mixture of fringe players. Curtis Jones and Kiravea deserves a start, says Connor. And Steve says he wants to take it more serious. He's not bothered about being invincible. He'd rather win more trophies.
This is a perfect time to show you on the screen right now when Matt gets ready to click the button. Redman Academy is there. Obviously, we've done the show for this week over on the RedmanTV.com. That's going to be out later today. We've done a whole section on like the signings for this season. But as you can see, basically you've been covering the Academy all season long. And we did have a big discussion on this in the podcast as well. I mean, what are your thoughts? Who would you like to see out of that Shrewsbury team? Obviously, we know Jones, we know Nico Williams, and we know Kiravea. Are there any outliers in there that you've been watching all season, made a name for themselves against Shrewsbury, that you think should definitely get back in there?
Well, they're going to have to subscribe to the Redmen TV.
I'm joking.
Curtis Jones, Pedro Kiravea, I think they're definites. I think they definitely deserve it, and Nico Williams as well.
But are there any others?
I think everyone's right. We're in the fifth round of the FA Cup now. This is where we've got Chelsea as well. We've got a difficult draw. Mm-hmm. If we get through this one and we get perhaps an easier draw, I think then maybe a couple more of the youngsters like Adam Lewis would get in. You don't know, but I think for this one, there'll be a mixture of first-teamers with, as we say, Curtis Jones, Nico Williams, Pedro Kiravea. But personally, apart from that, I can't see anyone else. Maybe Harvey Elliott.
Would you put him in over Ajayi Shakiri?
That's what I mean. I think you need, against Chelsea, I think Chelsea are going to put their first team out. They're going to be very, very experienced. So for me, I think we need to go and try and win this. Get the treble. You know what? Why can't we go invincible and get the treble? Let's 100%. Do it. And also, that 834... let's make it 1K.
Yeah, there you go. Genuinely, you can see it. Well, you saw it on screen before. Make sure you go over there and check all that out, because, I mean, it has been growing recently with all the players kind of getting first team football. But Jack and James and Liam, make sure that they cover it every single time, every single game. It's not just the under-23s, it's the under-18s. And if you want to see who the rising stars are, you can have found out about Kane and Clarkson before anyone else if you were to watch their show. There you go. Get subscribed. And yeah, they'll cover you for everything else. Have you got one more comment or set of comments, please, Matt?
One more.
He doesn't have any.
I don't have any more.
He's literally just looking.
Everyone said there's been a lot of comments saying it's a great show today. So, well done, lads. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. I mean, that's not the comment I wanted. Look, thank you everyone for watching today. We will not be back until Monday next week. Because it's the weekend and I'm going to have a lie-in. It's going to be great. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. Thank you everyone for commenting. Like I say every time, it's always great interacting with you. That's the best part about these shows. And yeah, like I say, make sure you subscribe to Redmen Academy. Make sure you subscribe to Redmen Women's Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our website and this one. Why not? Click the bell and all that. But yeah, thank you everyone for watching. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Matt. And we'll see you all next Monday with loads of more news. Hopefully, something mad's happened. I don't know. Maybe something mad will happen over the weekend. And as soon as we finish this show, and you'll have to wait till Monday to talk about it. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.